Brushing Flesh by Jay Caron. The detective chief inspector's in a foul mood when they enter his office. He draws heavily on a cigarette, even though prominent signs on the door indicate that it's a no-smoking office. The grey pall fills the tiny airless room. D.I. Claire Reed tries hard to conceal her disapproval, but the boss notices the lines of displeasure etched across her face. "It's one of the few vices I've got left, okay?" he snorts harshly. "Now take a seat." There's only one free chair, and her sidekick Danny knows better than to make a move for it. She doesn't sit comfortably, knowing nothing good ever comes of an early morning invitation to the DCI's office. "Bloody Eastern Division," the boss mutters. "They landed a right one on my desk. They want two of my officers to go undercover on their patch. Obviously, they think we've got nothing better to do down here than help them out." "You want us to do it," she guesses. "No, I don't, but I don't have any choice," the DCI barks. He tosses a brown envelope across the desk. "Art theft," he explains. Claire opens the envelope and slips a sheaf of glossy photographs out. She raises her eyebrows as she examines the first picture. "That was my first reaction," the DCI mumbles. Danny cranes his neck to get a look. "Dirty pics," he chuckles enthusiastically. The photo shows a painting of a naked woman, reclining, plump legs spread, arms behind her head. Claire notices how exaggerated her features are. Large and voluptuous breasts, a bold red vagina, the swelling labia pink and protruding, framed by a mesh of wiry pubic hair. She feels her face redden. "Not what I'd choose to hang over the fireplace," the DCI continues, "but apparently there were thousands and they've been stolen. So what do you want to..."